We are in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. We've just concluded Siv Zayin. We're up to Siv Ches. We'll be doing Sifim Ches and Tes. Bonu Bayis Stam. Someone built a building. Vikdishu. Achar Kach LeBeis Knesses. And then he was Makdish it for a shul. Dino KeBeis Knesses. It has the halacha of a Beis HaKnesses, which means if you want to sell it, it has all the halachas of sale of a shul. Avol eino kodesh ad shiyispal lubo. For the makom itself to have kedushas Beis HaKnesses, whereby you could not use it for dvar chol anymore, for that you need them to actually daven in it. Afilu im banu l'shem Beis HaKnesses. Even if it was built for the sake of the shul. If it was even used once for tefillah as a temporary thing, since it was set aside for davening and as kedusha. So the halacha is that if you do hazmana alone, that does not give a kedusha. If you do hazmana, a real hazmana, and then you use it even temporarily, it becomes a real shul. Now, if that's the case, so the halacha is that once it gets its kedusha, you couldn't use it for divrei chol. Before that, you could use it for divrei chol, but you couldn't sell it. That was a secondary halacha. Now, we learned before that if they collected money for a shul, then as soon as the money comes into the hands of the gizbar, the halacha is it has its kedusha. That means that the money couldn't be changed for something. Yes, that is true. But that the shul, therefore, its value, its monetary value, has kedusha. It can only be used for a shul, or something more kaddish than that. But in terms of the physical place called the shul, where you'd have a mitzvah of mora mikdash, that would only be after they already davened in it. Now, what happens if a yachid decides to build a shul and then changes his mind? So he's got another problem. He has a problem of a neder. Since he did it al manas kain, he's made a neder. So it's supposed to be law. He has to give it to the shul. What happens, for example, a person goes and makes a davar shebekedusha, but not to give over to the shul, only for himself. A person owns a sefer Torah, and he goes ahead and makes a cover for the sefer Torah. What is that din? The Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting machlokas. If that has a halacha of a neder or not. Do we say that it's for a davar shebekedusha that makes it a matter of a neder? Or do we say that since it's his own davar shebekedusha, it doesn't belong to the kohol, we don't give it a shame neder altogether and he's allowed to be mishana? So if he made a real hazmana and then used it once even temporarily, the halacha is that it gets its kedusha. Says the Mechaber now. If it was lefisha, then everything goes by what he said. So what does that mean? Mishnah Berurah speaks out something very interesting. He says, if initially he said it was only going to have kedusha up until this date, and it's temporary, it does not have kedusha bechlal, even though you used it. Whereas, what if the person said, I want it to be kadosh for yontif? So then it's kaddish every single yontif. Because of that, that's called a real hazmana. As a result of that, if ever it's going to be used, even in a temporary way, the halacha is that it gets a full-fledged kedushas beis haknesses. Siftes. Kishamochrim anshe hakfar beis haknesses. We said that the anshe hakfar can sell the shul when they do that. Yecholim lemachro memkor olam. They're allowed to sell it forever. This comes from a Mishnah with a machlokas tanoim. If you can ever sell a shul memkor olam, so they sell it a memkor olam. V'halokeach yaseba ma sheyirtze, and the one who buys it can use it for whatever he wants to. Chutz, with the exception of merchatz, a bathhouse; burski, a tannery; beis atvila, a mikvah; uveisakise, a washroom. Why is that? Because these things are dvarim shel bizoyin. V'imachru zayin tovei ha'ir b'maymer anshei ha'ir. So the assumption is they'll never want it back. Yasa lokeach afilu elar ba dvarim. That means when they sell it, that is, they're allowed to be mafkia the shem kedusha altogether. This person that they sell it to can do whatever he wants with it, including these four things that are bizoyin. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are cholkim. the Ravid Shita is the Ravid Shita is that it's only after the shul is knocked down that they can use it for all these other things. The reason being, and the Mishnah Berurah really brings this up, we paskin that even a tashmish al mitzvah, something that was used for a mitzvah, it has no kedusha whatsoever. It doesn't have shem shemayim on it. It's not hektish. An object that you use for a mitzvah, when you're done with the mitzvah, it's also to do a bizui mitzvah. You're allowed to use it for a dvar chol, but not for a dover shel bizoyin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how could it be that the shul itself, when they sell it, you're allowed to use it for a dover shel bizoyin? So it's got to be that even when the shul was sold, you have to make sure that it is not going to be used for a dover shel bizoyin, no matter what.